It's the DB Morning Show. Randy Bauman along with Abby Krisner and Tad Whistle. Been telling you about this morning. Jeannie Zappi's an amazing athlete, motivational speaker, and coach and fundraiser. And in conjunction with our friends at the Clear Thoughts Foundation, she is going to swim the English Channel at the age of 60. And she joins us right now on the show. Jeannie, are you there?
I'm here, Randy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Okay. So you have done this before. You have swam the English Channel when you were 55, correct?
I did in 2021. Yep. I finished on Labor Day. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long did it take you to do?
Exactly 14 hours and 55 minutes.
Holy cow. Well, I'm going to get into some of the specifics about the athletic achievement in a minute, but I want to talk about, of course, a cause very near and dear to my heart and all of our hearts here at DV, Clear Thoughts Foundation, and the reason that you are swimming the English Channel at the age of 60 to raise funds and awareness for this great organization. What is it that ties you to CTF?
My dear friends, Matt and Haley Jameson. And Matt was a dear college friend of mine. We went to Penn State together. We were RAs together and just lifelong friends. And when my husband got early onset Alzheimer's and I decided to do this swim, I knew CTF was going to be the recipient.
It's quite an undertaking. So you obviously have a direct tie to this, but I don't think people fully understand just how many of us end up being affected by dementia, Alzheimer's, and the need for there to be research into this, because this is not something that is inevitable. It's not just, oh, you get old and that's what happens. And through foundations like CTF, there's been a lot of progress made in research.
Yes. And awareness. And I'm shocked. You know, what did I know before this diagnosis 2.5 years ago, when my husband was 62, you know, it was not on our bingo card at all. And what I have learned too myself is it's an epidemic. Dementia is really, it's hard to find a family that's not affected in some way.
Yeah, I definitely was greatly affected in my family, and my dad, you know, ended up dying from it. But, you know, the 3.5-4 years of dealing with that was just, nobody should have to go through that, family or, the people afflicted with it. But they've already made so much progress through the help of people like yourself who are raising money. So back to the English Channel, which you are now attempting to swim for the second time. Are you a little more worried that at the age of 60, it won't be as easy as it was when you were 55?
Oh, yeah. It was really easy.
Yeah. Sounded like it.
You know, just a day on the water. My training has obviously been affected because of my, you know, I'm a caregiver and life has turned upside down. But I trained differently. I did more training with harder swimming and more resistance, and I hope it's enough. You just never know when enough is enough. And I know I'm 60. I know the books tell me I'm 60. I don't feel 60 though. So, you know, I'm just gonna jump in there, do what I do. I'm a better swimmer than I am a walker or anything on land.
Okay.
So, you know, one stroke at a time until I get there, provided the weather cooperates and my body cooperates.
Jeannie, I know that to make this swim, you have like a window based on the conditions that you can take off at. You're also the Triple Crown. You've done the Triple Crown of open water swimming. I guess...
Yeah.
Talk about some of the challenges that someone like myself, who doesn't do any swimming,
not a very strong,
not a strong swimmer, But I also I know that last time you did this swim, you had to start at like 10 o'clock at night in pitch black.
Yes, you did your research, Randy.
No, that's Tad. Tad did his research. I am flying by the seat of my pants.
Well, wow. Good job. You know, I had to wrap my head around the fact that, you know, you're going to go in when you're going to go in. When the pilot says you go in and there's a weather window because the weather sucks over there. And you can have a beautiful day on land in Dover, England, and it is ripping and roaring out on that channel. And so, yeah, I did go in at 10 p.m. I swam 8 hours in the dark until the sun started coming up. And then it's a totally different swim when the sun is up. It's lovely. But for 8 hours, I looked at basically, there wasn't even a moon that night. So I looked at stars and tankers, and it's a lot of time in my head. But this time I don't. You know, who knows? There's a little bit more daylight in July than there is in late August and September. So there's 16 hours of daylight. So that's a good thing. I'm hoping not for another 8 hours, but in the dark. But if it is, it is.
Now, people can help fund this and also donate for the cause to Clear Thoughts Foundation by going to the website clearthoughtsfoundation.org/Jay-Z English Channel Challenge. Just go to Clear Thoughts Foundation. You'll be able to find
Jeannie's
page. Yep. Yeah, it'll be right there. And you can just kick in a little bit in honor of her unbelievable athletic feat that she's going to be doing here. And how many days until you jump in?
I leave for England on Thursday night. And my window of opportunity, if the weather cooperates, is July 7th to the 12th. And I wanted to tell you what a lot of people ask is, surely you wear a wetsuit. No, you don't wear a wetsuit. So it's just a bathing suit, cap and goggles. And like the first woman, like the first person crossed. And then you just go and until you get there, although you're allowed to feed. So you're allowed to, you know, take some fuel every 30 minutes.
What do you do? Just like packets of protein and stuff?
Actually, I do a liquid carb drink called Infinite, and my crew, my two friends that are going with me, will throw it to me in a bottle on a rope, and I have to kick on my back and drink. I can't touch the boat. I have to drink as fast as I can and then keep going. Kind of a crazy thing.
Yeah, that is crazy. Where do you train for
I largely train in a pool. I live near Harrisburg, and I'm, you know, kind of landlocked, although I will go to open water to find it, like New Jersey. And
like the Schuylkill River or something like that? Like what?
No, I have yet to go in the Schuylkill.
Well, yeah.
I have swum around Manhattan, though. I go to New Jersey to the Back Bay near Avalon.
Yes.
And, you know, it's nice and kind of safe back there. We do have a lake about an hour away that I was in a bit this spring. I try to find open water where I can. And the first time I crossed, I did take special trips. I went to California for cold water. I went to Boston for cold water. Because it's about the channel is 62 degrees today. Yeah, so there's cold water acclimation that happens. And I do that in a tub in my garage, and I also do it through experience. I've done a lot of swims that got increasingly cold over the years. So I'm relying on my open water experience. I don't get to train a lot in open water because I'm landlocked.
Yeah.
So it's a pool.
Okay, well, this is quite the challenge. You've done it once before, so I have no doubt you're going to do it again, and we're wishing you the best of luck. She's going to do it in 6 days, 23 hours, and 30 seconds. That's when it's going to happen.
When they tell me, it's good to go, yes. And it will be up on the Clear Thoughts website when I'm going. Kate will take care of me there.
ClearThoughtsFoundation.org. Kick in a little bit to support Jeannie's effort and her quest here in honor of her husband and to help raise awareness and funds for Clear Thoughts Foundation. I'm so sorry to hear about your husband's diagnosis, but what a wonderfully brilliant way to honor him, and a heroic way, I should say.
And to raise awareness that this is an important dementia of all sorts. We need more. We need more help.
Yeah.
And that's what CTF is doing, and they're doing so great. And I wanted to help them continue to do their great work. And we need money poured into research.
No doubt about it.
So that other families don't have to go through this. Yeah.
Well, I'm kicking in right now at clearthoughtsfoundation.org, and I'm wishing you the best of luck.
Randy, you're the best. We're at 16,000 today.
Oh,
we're going to keep going.
Do we have a goal for you? Is there a number that you want to hit?
Well, I recently thought 21,000 would be great because it's 21 miles across the channel.
Okay.
So I honestly hope we blow 21,000 out of the water.
All right. I hope so, too. And let's get it started. I just threw in a big chunk, and I hope that everyone else will follow suit.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me on today.
I really appreciate it. I'm honored. Okay. I'll see you on the other side.
Good luck.
Good luck, Jeannie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. That's Jeannie Zappi, who is swimming the frickin' English Channel. I couldn't swim across the Mon.
Well, the thing of open water swimming is completely different. I have got friends who have done triathlons who never trained in open water, and they get there and they are stunned.
They get their ass kicked.
Yes, right out of the jump. The swimming is the first thing you do in a triathlon. It's completely different. It's way crazier. It's awesome what Jeannie's doing.
No question. Well said. Abby's got your news next.